A ferry service to replace a busted bridge in Auckland's viaduct won't have anywhere near the capacity needed and could take more than three times as long as the usual walk. Auckland Council's development arm, Eke Panuku, is trialling a small temporary ferry service, effectively linking restaurants, bars and apartments in Wynyard Quarter to the viaduct basin in the CBD. The pedestrian bridge that normally joins the two areas is unusable due to maintenance that could take until the end of the year. On some days, more than 9,000 people use the bridge. Now, local businesses say the lack of foot traffic is gutting their businesses and they're having to lay off staff. Eke Panuku boss, David Rankin, concedes the ferry will be nowhere near as effective as the bridge.
The ferry service, the red boat, is really designed to catch, I suppose, casuals who've sort of walked up to the bridge not really realising it's closed. There's no way that the boats will have the capacity to handle the volume of a bridge.
Okay, how long will the ferry trip take and what kind of capacity does it have compared to the bridge?
Well, the ferry has the capacity for 60 and a round trip is going to be probably the thick end of 15 to 30 minutes. So,
and the wait time for the ferry? So the journey itself is about 15 minutes, but how long will you have to wait for a ferry? 30?
Well, it'll either be when the ferry's full or it'll be a set time of about every 15 minutes. And we're going to trial having one ferry on another day. I think Mother's Day, when there'll be more people, we're planning to trial a couple.
Right, so in your discussion document, it says running one ferry, it will be basically a 45-minute trip because it's 15 minutes on the ferry and a 30-minute wait for the ferry. Is that about right?
No, if there's one ferry, it takes 15 minutes on the trip and then you have to fill up at each end and that'll depend largely on how long it takes to get people on and off.
So 1,200 is the capacity for a ferry. The bridge, well, it manages 6,000, more than 6,000 people on a weekday and more than 9,000 on a weekend day. So this doesn't really touch the sides, does it?
No, and that's what I said. We're trialling this to help, but fundamentally we can't replicate the functionality of the bridge. And so our overall messaging is still very much to encourage people to go directly to Wynyard, or if they're coming in from the viaduct side, to take the alternative options, either of walking or the CityLink bus service.
Which take like about three times longer than walking it, so some people just won't bother.
That's correct.
Why is this taking you so long? Because a lot of businesses who are losing custom say that it's been handled abysmally.
We were going to need to close the bridge anyway for some preventative work on the steel structure, and that alone was probably going to take the best part of 3 months, simply because of the fact the bridge structure has to be scaffolded, sandblasted, multiple paintings and rust proofing, even the paint to dry just takes time. And now we've got the extra mechanical and hydraulic engineering work to do.
I get the overview there. So have you actually started work? Done?
Yes, it's underway.
How long have you been working on the bridge for, actually working on the bridge?
Probably a couple of weeks now it's been underway.
Right, so it's been out of action for almost, well, about 4 months, hasn't it? So why are you just starting now?
No, it's actually been out of action since the 13th of March. And
It was, operators down there tell us that it's been closed for about 39 days at various points over the last 4 months. So it hasn't been fully operational for several months. So why are you just starting work now?
I'm not sure that there are any operators who would have told you that. I mean, we operate the bridge and we have the record, and it's actually been between early November and early March, there have been 20 days when it's been fully closed and about 8 when it's been partially closed. Now, obviously, that's more than we would have liked, but what we're pleased about, for the overwhelming majority of the busier summer period, we were able to keep the bridge open.
You are still disrupting their flow of customers, they would argue. And in fact, some
absolutely.
Of them say they are having to slash the number of employees they have by half. And they're saying that is partly due to your incompetence and dragging your feet and getting the bridge work underway.
Well, look, I understand fully the frustration that the businesses feel. We're disappointed as well. The reality is the bridge was put in for the 2011 Rugby World Cup. It was meant to be temporary, but it's not a surprise that it was due for a refit, which turns out to have to be bigger than we envisaged.
If it's not a surprise, why don't you have the parts that you need for the maintenance?
Well, the bit that was a surprise is the extent of the mechanical and hydraulical work. We were planning to close it for the steel preventative work, which itself would have been probably the best part of 3 months. The rest of it became apparent really in early March, when the bridge basically became non-workable without risking much more significant damage to it. And at that point, we realised it needed a bigger refit mechanically than we had anticipated.
What about compensation for businesses affected?
No, we're not looking at any general compensation for businesses. The area is still accessible. There are, I think, about 8 businesses there that are our tenants. If they can substantiate large drops in turnover, then we will contemplate rent relief where we are the landlord.
And that is Eke Panuku boss David Rankin.